Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers, and guests, and hi to everybody else. Today is Monday, 7th of March, and hazy sunshine, 24 degrees Celsius here in Auroville, with the promise of nice weather with sunshine and few clouds. Over the night, clear to partly cloudy, and temperatures from low of 22 to high of 32, with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index on 10, extreme. Winds from east at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, visible on 4%. Tomorrow, 8th of March, is International Women's Day. Originally called International Working Women's Day, in different regions, the focus of celebration ranges from a general celebration of respect, appreciation, and love toward women to a celebration for women's economic, political, and social achievements. In some regions, the day lost its political flavor and became simply an occasion for people to express their love for women in a way somewhat similar to a mixture of Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. In other regions, however, the political and human rights team designated by the United Nations runs strong, and political and social awareness of the struggles of women worldwide are brought out and examined in a hopeful manner. International Women's Day theme for 2016 is Planet 50-50 by 2030, Step It Up for Gender Equality. An independent campaign separate from the United Nations is being run by financial firm EY, with other corporate partners organizing events around the Pledge for Parity hashtag. So how are we going to celebrate it here? Today, from 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Saucho Building, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, International Women's Day celebration. Because last 14 years, Mira Women Group is celebrating the International Women's Day along with our rural residents and surrounding villages. Program goes with column competition, continue with dance program, where Deepa's group present dance performance. At Kala Kendra Center for Arts, Bharat Nivas, the Pavilion of India, celebrates the International Women's Day by presenting an exhibition titled Mirror Canvasa Group Show by 21 women artists from Auroville, Pondicherry, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Karnataka. Inauguration will be tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at Kala Kendra. Otherwise, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, the Ancient Mariner, Norman Bowler has performed with this poem many times. Holger Jetek composed music especially for this performance, and Matt Littlewood, another Prem, will play with them. Pavilion of Tibetan Culture is announcing a 5-day teaching by Jeshe Dorje Damdul, the director of Tibet House in Delhi, at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in Auroville from 8 to 12 of March, from 9 a.m. to noon, and from 1:30 to 4 p.m. This teaching has been requested by the students of the Indian Psychology Institute, Pondicherry, and will focus on philosophy and psychology of Buddhism and their application in life changes. All are welcome. The World Cafe today at 7 p.m. in Les Affaires, restoring connection, finding unity in community. Friday 11th and Saturday 12th of March, we are invited to Tracks of the Unicorn Promenade Performance, a journey into the fantastical. The Unicorn Collective is based in Auroville, South India. They are an interdisciplinary collective striving towards collaborative work that ignites the imagination of them and their audience. Transformation of the ordinary to the extraordinary. Their members come from the worlds of theater, music, puppetry, dance, and journalism. The Unicorn Collective wants to create experiences as magical and ephemeral as unicorn sighting at an unexpected moment. Tomorrow, 8th of March, from 6 p.m., a Center of Art at Citadine, the Projection Room Pavilion of the France, holding a meeting with the Cards of the Soul, Families with Catherine Marquette, an artist of the soul. Singing and dancing celebrations are still going on around the fire in Yatra, with joyful spiritual songs from all over the world, on keyboard and drums of Shiva, auntie and friends, but you can also bring your instruments and join them. Those circles will be going on every Monday and Thursday from 7:30 p.m. And here's an announcement from TNB that today between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. the insulation of high tension incomer cable has gone defective, so they're going to replace it, which means that we won't have power between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Antra Soul 2016, a celebration of living Antra, is gonna also conclude today, Mahashivratri, with a full day program featuring body practice, demonstration, conversation, dance, music, calore aperto, and ritual theater performance. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there will screen Glimpses of the Timeless when the psychic opens. And at Cinema Paradiso they will be celebrating Women's Day whole week. Today at 8 p.m. we will see Indian documentary List and Dropout. Tomorrow we will see French documentary biography The Beaches of Agnes, made in France in 2008 by Dr. Agnes Varda. And on Wednesday, an Indian drama, What the Sea Said, made in 1995 by director Aparna Senegalese. Alma Karlin in Isolantis wrote, "Me, I'm happy because my heart is the base of your heart and I'm the grass under your feet. In addition, I do not belong to people who are grimly staring into their clouds of sadness. I grab my cloud and turn it in such a way that I see only its brighter part." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.radio.org. And to all the women of Auroville and the villages, we wish you happy Women's Day.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears, stand up and be counted, don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears.